We've almost had enough for the day. I just want to talk about the Guardians. It's just a shame. You will get to a point. You either have to protect this quarterback and make the most of this situation, or we might have to do this. I'm not ruling this out. It sounds like I'm sticking up for him. I don't think he's that great to begin with, but I can't put him in a disadvantage to start out. And they've put it 2 out of 3 weeks. They put their quarterback at a disadvantage. Now, you can go back to that and try to put him at an advantage, and then if he just isn't good enough, we have to look each other dead in the eye and go, how can I keep rolling this guy out if we're going to have veterans fight through this? Like, if Myles Garrett's getting an MRI, and he's still playing on Sunday, this coming Sunday against the Raiders, and then he's still going out there against Washington and so on and so forth, it's like, well, if we're losing these games or we're looking bad offensively, and we're doing what's necessary to protect our quarterback, to do what's best to put him in a position to win, then we need to have a serious discussion then. But I can't, like, just bench Watson. First off, you got to understand the enormity of what you're saying, and you may very well know that. That's fine. Two is that I don't believe that they have given him everything they needed to. They've given him weapons. They certainly have done that, but they have not played and given a game plan that protects him whatsoever, and he needs that. He needs it. I'm not one of these Watson people that go nuts every time and yell and get mad at anybody brings up any criticism whatsoever. I'm telling you, he can be a slightly above average quarterback. The old days are done. They're never coming back. He can be a slightly above average quarterback that you can win games with, but you need to do what you did for Joe Flacco, what you did for PJ Walker, what you try to do for Baker, what you did for all these guys. I mean, look at what happened yesterday in Denver. By the way, was that on the road or was that in Tampa with Denver?
Was in Tampa.
Okay, then he just doesn't play well against the Broncos, apparently. Okay, so he's got a good offensive line, relatively, and he's got great weapons, and they try to protect him because they know he's diminutive in size, and they know he has a strong arm, but he needs his whole body. So they protect him. Well, you got to protect this guy. The days of flying all over the place, no, he doesn't even know where to go with the ball when he's taken off. Watch him. You're not putting him in a good spot.
And yesterday he had as many on target down the field throws as we have seen in a long time. So I will say that if you're looking for good, and I do think going forward, I think he's just going to take off. I think they had some success later in the game, moving the chains with him doing that. And I think he's just going to do that because he's going to trust this line less and less. And so there will be some good in that you're seeing. He's still very athletic. He still can be very evasive, can make guys miss. He still has that in him. But we also know the flip side of that, which is his body is not going to be well-suited to take the hits.
How was he sliding in those takeoffs? Because it was not feet first.
Right.
It was still the way that got him in trouble last year and ultimately
which you're going to land on your shoulders. Yeah, guys don't understand. Quarterbacks that do this, I see it at the college game every week. And maybe college kids, a lot of them aren't going to play at the next level, so they don't care. But landing on your shoulder, never a good idea, especially when other bodies start coming in. The other thing, Myles Garrett. We just played a clip of Myles coming out of the break. I asked Daryl Ryder point blank, which MRIs are more important, on the offensive line as a whole or Myles Garrett? He said the offensive linemen, understandable. They're in shambles right now. You need healthy bodies. I think it's Myles. If that MRI turns up something really nasty for Myles and he has to miss a huge stretch of games, that could be it. He is their leader. He is their leader. He's their vocal guy. We had Roddy McLeod in after week one. And I said, hey, what did Jim Schwartz say?
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't Jim Schwartz.
Yep.
He said, we heard Myles. Myles was the guy. And if all of a sudden they cannot depend on Superman on the defense to bail out not only the defense, but the offense. You know, Joe Flacco won games last year with all backup offensive linemen, basically. There were some games where there were guys I had never heard of. You somehow still knew who they were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never heard of these guys. They're Jaron Christian. Okay, and they won games. You can.
Yeah, I never heard of. I'm not gonna lie about that.
You can adjust on the fly to some extent. You're not gonna win the Super Bowl with that, obviously, but you can certainly make some adjustments. Quick passing game. There are things you can do, especially when Njoku comes back. Maybe Nick Chubb. If Myles Garrett is out for a slew of games, anything north of four, I'm looking at his MRI. His MRI is the biggie to me, Kenny.
I mean, It's all bad. It's all terrible. If he's gone, I don't know if anybody was going to have any excitement for any of these games. If he's gone for any period of time. And, I mean, he sounds like he's just going to try to take shots and get out there as best
both
he
feet.
Can.
Remember, it's both feet.
Lower legs. I mean, the whole thing.
He only played 58% of the snaps yesterday. Mm-hmm. I looked at the snap count. He was the first one to look at. 58%. So, he is laboring.
216-474 to below 92. Frank in Cleveland, you're first up in the fan.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know who to blame. I mean, the offensive line looked so bad, man. I couldn't believe that Jones looked that bad. Man, we can't run. It's hard to run out the shotgun, man. Stefanski just looked bad. He looked like he got out-coached, man. Because I'm looking at Kirk Cousins hurt, and his offensive line is protecting him. He can't even move, and he's still out there balling, man. It just I can't watch football afterwards because when I see other teams just moving the ball, man, and we can't get it right, man. It just looks so. I just don't. I'm baffled, man. I don't know, man. This is crazy, y'all. I don't want to give up on the season this early. I done already canceled my Vegas trip this morning, man.
You canceled your trip to Vegas?
It's over with, man. And I'm about to calling my friend. I'm trying to get in touch with him, man. I might be canceling the Philly too. They lose. If they lose to the Vegas, I ain't going to Vegas, man.
Why would you cancel? I mean, you can still have fun in Vegas, can't you?
No, because I'm a gambler, so I'll probably be broke by Sunday.
My bad.
And then I'll really be ready to get back on the plane. Man, dude, it's hard to be a Browns fan, man.
Frank, because hearing from Frank, thank you very much for the call,
you can't
Frank.
Cancel the Vegas trip. Well, there's other things to do in
if
Vegas.
If he says all he's going to do is gamble, then what the hell is he going to do? Wayne Newton's coming here. He's not going to Wayne Newton.
How's Frank going to take a Browns vacation on vacation?
Yes. Yeah,
my
he can't
God.
Do it. You can't do that.
I mean, it is all Cleveland going to that game. My buddies are down, but they are going to Vegas. They are getting out of the house. They are getting away from their wives, and they are going to enjoy Vegas.
They're going to boo them, and no one's going to know what's going on. God, it's all bad. There's nobody that's without blame here. There is zero without blame. Even Kent, you picked them to beat the Giants. Hell yeah, I picked them to beat the Giants. I didn't take the Giants lightly. I preached about it on the pregame show with Jonathan. But in the end, who cares? Because I'm just a fat ass on the air being a clown for people. That's all I am. That's really all I am. That's really all it is. So I can tell you whatever I want, but it doesn't really matter because I have no control over anything. None over any of it. They do. And if they took them lightly, then we had a serious, serious problem. These are professionals. And now you're 1-2. When you could have been, man, 2-1, right there in the thick of everything. Now it's 1-2. And we're back to where we started from week one with Dallas. The whole thing sucks. It's a bad thing to deal with. I don't know where we're going with this football team. I don't know who's going to be able to even play. I got to get that figured out. I mean, I could go on forever with it. Dietrich and Willowick, hello. Hello, Dietrich.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, the main problem is, and this is the whole thing with Stefanski since he's been here, he does not like to run the ball.
I think he's really liked to run the ball. He hasn't liked to run the ball.
He does not like to run the ball. Even when we had Chubb and Hunt, they had, 18 carries for the whole game? 2 weeks ago, the guy from San Francisco, a backup, had 28 carries and almost 200 yards. The guy from Kansas City last night, a backup, had 17 carries.
Okay.
They had two rushing attempts in the first quarter, 5 in the first half.
Well, if you remember, I don't know how long you've listened, Dietrich. I vaguely remember, what was it, 2022, I want to say, Anthony, where I would say, you know, they're going to win their way. If they can't win, like I said, if Paul Brown came down and said, you have to run Nick Chubb 30 times to win this football game, I think they'd try to find a different way to do it. They were going to win the game their way, and they were going to go through their process.
Okay, let me explain though what he needs to run the ball more because they were sitting in a wide nine.
Uh-huh.
For the people that don't know what a wide nine is, that's the two D ends. They go as wide as they can, and one is on the outside shoulder.
Wait a minute, is this nitty gritty?
Hold on, we have music for this.
Yeah, hold on.
Nitty gritty football.
Yeah, play the music.
It's time for nitty gritty football.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
All right, Dietrich, now go ahead.
Back to the wide nine.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that was, but the one sits on the outside shoulder of the tight end and the one sits sits on the outside shoulder of the tackle. Okay. They're supposed to get wide as they can, and that prevents the quarterback from rolling out or any sweeps, tosses, pitches to get outside. And then, like, they was blitzing like they were. But to beat that, the way to beat that is to run right at them, because you got the tackle and the guard. You run right in between those guys. You send somebody in motion, or do old school and put a fullback back there so they can take on the linebacker that's blitzing in that gap.
Yeah, but you got to go under center.
Gaps are wide open.
You got to go under center, though. They don't like going under. He doesn't like going under center.
And that's the problem. He don't want to run the ball.
And when the violin hits, it's just perfect.
Oh, so gritty.
That's the problem. He doesn't want to run the ball.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
If you look at Pittsburgh, he's not beating them passing the ball. They're running and running, and just to stay in the game.
I've been on plenty of
sorry teams where I needed to run the ball just so we can stay in the game. If you keep passing and passing, knowing you can't pass, that's when you get blown out.
That's a little too gritty.
Dietrich, thank you very much for the call. I'm not ripping you. I forgot Joe said all those things. It's been so long since we did Nitty Gritty Football Talk.
Foreman had two carries yesterday. They can't run the ball.
He had one early in the game. I thought he ran it well, and then they just...
They tried to do that bleep they did in week one. And by the way, he ain't wrong about the Pittsburgh Steelers. What I tell you at the beginning of the season, when they got Arthur Smith, everybody laughed and laughed. I go, they're going to run the football. Ran it 31 times yesterday, and they're 3-0. Najee Harris wasn't even good. They're going to run that ball. They're going to run it. They are going to commit to it, and they're going to do it, whether you like it or not. Sure as hell, Justin Fields was fine. God, it is a pox on me, that football team. You see that one Mayfield councilman got it on my mentions again?
Not again.
Again.
No.
I'm like, how do people vote for this guy? What are you doing?
That's a Steeler fan?
Yeah.
In
Everything's
Mayfield.
Pittsburgh.
In
makes
Mayfield,
fun of me.
Mayfield, Ohio.
In Mayfield, Ohio, of all things. And I'm going, what are you doing? Nah, doesn't care. Coming right after us.